We may have seen the best audition to date on American Idol last night.
And I'm Steve Patterson. All sorts of fun coming up in this 3-hour Wacky Town. We're about to play for you what might be the best audition of all time. I mean, I came this morning and was like, you guys need to hear this. And my wife had just fallen asleep. I needed somebody to enjoy that with her. I was like, oh my gosh, are we hearing this?
For sure, one of the top 10 best auditions, I would say.
For sure. And coming up a little bit later, too, Donna has come in guns a-blazing today. And considering that yesterday was the start of Lent, she said, why don't we maybe challenge each other to give something up for the show? Just for the show. Mm-hmm. Like one time, one day show. And you know when you enter a conversation, like your spouse sits down with you and says, hey, I was thinking like maybe we could just like do some thinking about what we would, like one thing we would change about the other person. I have one. Can I start? And they come like already prepared. So Donna clearly wants me to stop doing something. She has veiled it in a Lenten challenge. And we will get into that in just a bit. As for the American Idol audition heard round the world, it was the final audition of the night, another 2-hour show. You know our feelings about 2-hour shows.
You know, that's when I peaced out. As soon as I heard, for the next 2 hours, I went, bye, Felicia. And I went and watched the rest of that Michael Jackson documentary.
Oh, I guess we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, real disturbing.
But I wanted to tell you about this guy. His name is Alejandro Aranda.
If I remember hearing it correctly,
he is from Pomona, California. And here's what's really fascinating about him. He is 24 years old. He has been couch surfing and busking on the street ever since he started playing music 4 years ago. So at the age of 20, he thought, maybe I could learn the guitar. Maybe I could learn the piano.
It's so maybe inspiring.
He always felt nervous about singing. And he thought, well, you know, maybe I could sing. Who knows? He's been a dishwasher to pay the bills. And this is one of these moments on American Idol. And this show has always seemed so interesting to me. Because if you've ever been in your life, no matter what industry you're in, and you've had one of those breakthrough moments where you're like, oh, wow, the stuff that I've believed and wanted and dreamt of and believed that I was capable of, you get some validation within that industry.
Yeah.
And it's
a
breakthrough moment and you are walking on sunshine. I love watching that happen for these kids. This is a little mashup of Alejandro Aranda playing. He plays an original song first on the guitar. Lionel Richie then asks him, hey, would you mind just playing something on the piano? And he said, well, I haven't played in a minute. yeah, that didn't matter. This guy is a full-blown genius. Listen to this.
It's hard to breathe in, breathe out now. Oh, it's hard to say the truth out loud. Out loud. Girl, I just want your body. Do you know? Every day I want something more. Oh, yeah. Tonight I'm gonna rock your night away.
That was the greatest. You, my friend, are so talented. I am so inspired.
Okay, Alejandro, I think you're the winner.
And I just feel like I'm in the presence of greatness. I am so glad you are here. It was like watching my favorite movie that I did not want to end.
Very true.
I think you're really special. I think you're an absolute genius.
Thank you.
I don't even want to see anybody after
you know,
I quit.
You have such a career. And the fact that you don't know it makes it even more special. Mm. There's nothing like you, my friend.
You're going to Hollywood, my friend.
Come pick this up.
By the way, that guy's reaction when all of that is happening was not like, yeah, that's right. You guys are recognizing. He's looking down at the ground and just like sheepishly, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
you know, that's
so
all you.
Sweet.
And by the way, that what we have right there cuts out, frankly, some of his best work on the guitar. Luke Bryan went on to say, I've never seen somebody do what you just did with the guitar. He just sounds so good.
I mean, it's not even that he has the greatest voice of any other person auditioning.
No.
It's just the whole package, the whole I mean, the guitar, the piano, the fact that he just learned it a few years ago and taught himself, that if he can do that in a few years, imagine what he can do in a few more years. I just thought it was so impressive. Wow, what a great break for this guy to at the very least be seen, you know, by millions of people and potentially, you know, record executives. And even if he doesn't make it all the way, pretty, pretty cool. Here, Alejandro.
I want you guys to hear a little bit more, because that is a kind of mashup version. But just to hear a little more of what he was doing on the guitar. Sauce here.
Holy cow.
Luke Bryan, the whole time that that's happening, is looking around. And Luke Bryan, an accomplished guitar player. I mean, he's no Keith Urban on the guitar, but still, no. The guy knows how to play the guitar. He's mouth agape. Like, yeah.
What is happening? How's he doing that?
Can you teach me?
Can you?
I mean, yes, you're right, Donna. He is a total package. He does not have the best voice in the competition. I frankly think what they're saying is true, that they stumbled on a prodigy.
Yeah, and if, like I said, if he can learn how to do that in 2 or 3 years' time, imagine if he were open to learning more, how much he can do in 2 or 3 more years. I mean, there's a lot of growth potential
there. Let's go just real quick, a little more, Alejandro, right to when he sits down at the piano, because he had just said, like, yeah, well, I haven't played it in a minute. And just to hear a little bit more of the musical genius of this guy is what is really interesting. And then he's got that nice storyteller, soft, unique voice that makes
John
it all.
A little John Mayer-ish, you know, he's got a little bit of that
in there. So here he is when he sits down at the piano after saying, I haven't played it in a minute.
Are we being punked?
Come on. Woo!
I don't know if you can relate to me. My body hurts every night she's away. I'm losing myself in her memories. She's drifting away with each step we take. So please don't go.
Just got this great musicality. You know what I mean?
You know what's interesting too is if you are someone who plays the piano, and yes. I've seen a lot of people play the piano, when you watch his hands, it doesn't look like he's doing it properly.
He's probably not.
But it sounds spectacular.
He is the kind of guy that if he sat down with a piano instructor right now and they were working out like music theory and finger placement and all that, they'd be like, well, dude, you failed. Have you not listened to anything I've said? And then he would say, well, just let me play you my opus. And then bang,
right.
There he goes. Really, really something. His name is Alejandro Aranda, 24 years old from Pomona, California. I don't know if he'll be your next American Idol. I could see him getting voted off before then, because you're at some point at the mercy of tween voting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But man, interesting.
And then grouping them together to sing.
How's he going to do with choreography?
Yeah, exactly. When, like, you know, they have to do foursomes and threesomes.
I know that we got to go to break, but there was also, speaking of what's going to happen during choreography, there was a girl on the show last night on American Idol, and she, about a year ago, went blind. I forget what the lead up was that caused her to go blind. Imagine going blind, like, in the middle of your life. And she stood there still, and she sang Rise Up by...
Oh, I think I saw that.
Something Day?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Andra Day?
Andra Day. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. I was like, this girl can just sing the phone book. So, it was fun. I'm digging
Idol so far.
You're
back on board,
Back on board.
Woo! Hey, when we come back on the Donna and Steve show, I am going to tell you 5 gross things that the FDA allows in your food.
Okay.
Milk Coke, that's a thing. And we're going to come up with a challenge for one another when we come back on My Talk 107.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.